Girls go boom.
Original name of the show.
So happy for them.
Notice anything different about me today?
You're wearing a... I wanted to say the F word. You're wearing a...
Keep it in.
A gentleman's cap.
Kind of. This is the hat that Gino's dead aunt... Louder.
It's funnier when Garrett does
it. I know. Guys, guess what? Not with us. Ceases to exist. This is all he has to remember her by.
Same as his parents. Yeah.
How old is too old to be an orphan? Because that's by definition what that motherfucker is. He's like Little Orphan Annie when he wears this. So she knit this for him. And he clearly hates his aunt. Didn't take very good care of it because he just left it out for anyone to take. I did. And I think I look better with it. Oh, by the way, one last thing. My parents are still alive.
I'm like Gino.
Because they're dead.
I love you, Aunt Susie. Also still alive.
A year apart, they died.
That must have been really hard for them.
Probably they died of a broken heart.
I'm trying to get drunk and
green. Gina, everyone you know and love is dead.
Oh, boy.
Leukemia. Oh,
leukemia.
I hope you name your son Luke. Oh, yeah, you can't reproduce.
But no, what happened?
Nothing,
take
nothing.
That whiskey from you.
Hold on, I'm trying to sweat really hard in this thing.
No, you just crapped your pants.
I just crapped my pants. Thank God I can wipe with something. Thanks,
he's
Gino's aunt.
He's a bully.
Well, I always like to start off on a positive note. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, fine.
I'm told you have a headshot.
Yeah,
conundrum.
No, I'm getting headshots taken later today because my agents say that's the reason I'm not getting auditions.
That sounds sarcastic. You don't tend to agree with him?
I don't know. With the current headshot I got Law and Order. So it's like, how bad is this headshot?
By the way, is that not the same headshot that we've used for most of our graphics?
No, it's a different one. So I'm getting new ones, and this photographer does indoor and outdoor shots. However, it's snowing currently in New York, so we're not doing any outdoor ones.
Well, you still... Okay, so you are, in fact, still doing indoor ones.
No, it's snow or nothing. It's still happening, but, you know, you always want to do everything you can to look your best in a photo. You don't understand this, Bill, but generally, that's what you want to do. So, like, last night, didn't drink... Tried to go to bed early, but then I can't sleep because I'm anxious and I'm like, I need a lot of sleep so I look well rested. So then I can't fall asleep.
Right. Oh, I know that feeling.
And then I had
it's because you were doing cocaine.
No, not even. Not the day before headshot spill. This is my current one.
I like this one.
They don't like the white background.
I think it makes me pop.
Like, I think it makes my dark features pop more with a white background.
I like it because it looks like you are a single lawyer about to get the case of your life.
Thank you.
Very high stakes.
That's what I was going for. So you know what? We're going to try some other stuff out. That was the one before
it.
Even
denim shirts.
So yeah, I don't know. That one they said was too glam.
Well, they also said that you shouldn't smile because you're dead inside.
No, and they said very maybe clear. Not smiling. And I'm
really?
Like,
really? No, you got a nice smile.
They said it's too commercial. And I'm like, well, how about I book some fucking commercials then?
Well, yeah, no shit. I would assume you'd want to be commercials.
That's just like one of the ones on my website. But
that one looks like you've got a naughty secret. You're not going to tell me.
Like, I'm the babysitter who's going to, you know, murder the guy's wife.
Oh, that's more. Oh, that reminds me of Gino's mom. Did I tell you she's not alive?
Okay.
We've done two. And now I'm starting to, my stomach's starting to cringe.
But yeah, so I couldn't sleep. As soon as I do, I start having anxiety dreams, mainly that I am in Mexico with friends. I need to fly back for these headshots. And I selected the wrong time and I'm going to miss my flight. It was awful.
Let me ask you this. Did you eat Mexican last night?
No, I had Indian food.
Oh, well, you think Indians and Mexicans look alike. Cue our racist Oprah. Do we have that ready yet? All right, not yet. But yeah, that's your problem.
Yeah.
They all look alike, don't they? What the fuck is wrong with you?
No.
I wish I could create some awareness in your brain.
The other thing I did last night was I watched, there's a film out called Kindergarten Teacher starring Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Ooh, I like her.
It's an indie film. It's written and directed by a woman who took a screenplay from 2014. It was an Israeli film, and then she kind of rewrote it a bit. And it's about a kindergarten teacher who has a five-year-old student who is a poet, like a really gifted poet. He, like, walks around and murmurs these poems, and she's taking a poetry class. She's, like, reading them in her class, pretending that they're hers. But then she starts getting inappropriate. Like, during nap time, she'll pull him away to, like, coach him into, like, his poetry. Nothing sexual. Like, nothing super predatory.
In kindergarten?
It's all about these blurred lines. She puts her phone number in his cell phone. The little kid has a cell phone. Says he can call her whenever he has a poem he wants to tell her. She calls him one day when he doesn't show up for school. And I don't want to spoil it, but I am.
Great.
She ends up kidnapping him. She, like, takes him. He leaves, goes to another school because his dad thinks she's being inappropriate. Takes him from this school and, like, is going to go to Canada with him and, like, raise him into a brilliant poet. I don't know.
But it wasn't
crazy.
Sexual.
No. And that's the thing. I'm watching it. My boyfriend's like, but nothing. She's not really doing anything wrong up until she kidnapped. But it was just like so inappropriate. But it's about like the blurred lines that happen kind of with obsession and
Maggie Gyllenhaal is like drawn to rules like that.
And you also see her nipples a lot. Which I thought was, like, kind of unnecessary. But that's what these indie films are now.
By the way, I wonder if she has that written into her contract, whereas some people might try to avoid it. Because I can't remember a Maggie Gyllenhaal movie where I have not seen her naked.
Yeah.
And full frontal. Several times.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. Maggie is not a fan of the razor. And I, for one, support her on that. But yeah, she was in Secretary, full bush, emphasis on full. I can think of others, but they're escaping me now.
She was in that
Lots
movie.
Lots of nude scenes.
Hysteria? Is that what it was called?
I don't think I saw that one.
Basically, it takes place like centuries ago, and this one doctor to ease anxiety would just like rub one out for these women.
Oh, I'm very well aware of that because it was a Broadway show, and yes, I'm gay. It was...
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it was... Oh, I'm the worst. I mean, come on. Look at the hat. This is a true story based on a guy that was apparently a doctor. He might have been a quack. And he basically made a 19th century vibrator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was his hand that
okay,
started
it started
all.
It. Yes. Well, you know,
and then his hand got
steps.
Tired, so he. Really, I believe that's what the film was about.
Wait, and they it was meant to cure hysteria, which was just the overall term they would use for women who they found to be a bit high strung,
yeah,
like wanting the vote or something. Again, boo! Get back to your vibrator. Yeah, I have not seen that. Any good?
From what I remember, yeah.
Yeah. That's a ringing endorsement. Well, Maggie Gyllenhaal is also in that HBO show. Why are we giving her entire resume?
Yeah, where she plays a sex worker?
Yes! Yeah, you're starting to see a theme there. You know what? Good for her. I find her to be empowered and naked a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. I watched the final episode of The Clinton Affair again last
night. Okay.
You know why? Even though I love it so much, I've watched, I hate to say it, many of them drunk.
Okay.
So it's like you're watching it for the first time. And you know what made me think a little bit? And this is a leap, but hear me out. It reminded me of a movie about Jack the Ripper called From Hell. Johnny Depp plays this cop who likes opium. And the whole movie is about who is Jack the Ripper. You know, Jack the Ripper was never caught. And they go on this one theory. And take a look at the scene, and just stay with me here, and I will explain why this reminded me of the Clinton thing. So this is when this is when he finally catches Jack the Ripper, and it's this old doctor. It's
men
a bad
will
theory.
Look back and say I gave birth to the 20th century. You're not going to see the 20th century.
Those movies, it's not great. It continues from there now. Because again, remember, Jack the Ripper was never caught. At least we don't know. But it's one of those movies that's not very good, but whenever it's on, I'll watch it. Anyway, Jack the Ripper kind of did give birth to the 21st century. The 20th century. Because it was like, it wasn't the first serial killer, but the way it was covered was very salacious and scandalous, and it really made these penny papers more popular. And people were obsessed with it, and I believe he coined the term serial killer. And Jack the Ripper ushered in a lot of what would be the 20th century for that grim reason. And that's what Clinton did, because it was the first time a major, and in this case salacious, story was covered extensively on the internet. Because the internet was still in its infancy. But I remember Dana Perino telling me that she had this like horrible dial-up. But when the whole Lewinsky Star report was coming out, all she remembers is being on her little AOL whatever and just hitting click, click, trying to update. And it was her and millions of others. And it was also like where we really covered a president with that much specificity. I can't talk.
Specificity?
Specifics, yeah. And it was, there was no privacy involved. It was all salacious all the time. The media changed. Partisan politics became more up front and center. Newt Gingrich famously really went after Clinton, and then it turned out he was just as much of a scumbag. But it changed everything. Clinton, like Jack the Ripper before him, ushered in the 21st century. That's my theory.
So Clinton was the first person to break the internet.
Yeah, I believe that to be true. Yeah, I think when the Star Report came out, everyone and their mother was on. And also, it was, you know who broke it? The Drudge Report. It wasn't Newsweek had the story, didn't run it. Drudge Report ran it. And all of a sudden, you got this online thing. And everyone's like, what's this internet? And wait, we could get this quicker than instead of waiting for a paper or anything like that. And there you go. Clinton is Jack the Ripper. All right, let's edit all that out. I'm starting to realize it's a terrible theory.
You're grasping for straws there, but...
I love straws, usually in a gin and tonic, but every once in a while I'll have them in my whiskey just to playfully stir it. I'll drink it with a glass. But thank you for the straws compliment. That was a compliment, yes?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think you don't like me.
It's just I know how much you hate the environment, so grab straws, you do.
You hate everything, so you should be happy these straws are killing things.
Yeah.
One final thing to show you. Yesterday we discussed possibly repeating our huge success for the 30th anniversary of Scrooged show.
Yes.
By possibly doing Batman 1989. Five-Man Photoshop sent me something unsolicited last night, and his rule is if he creates it, we have to do it. So now I'm going to have to start planning a show. But take a look. Look at this Lady Joker for the second time.
Oh, wow.
That's fucking great.
I look so much like Jack Nicholson there. It's like incredible.
You and Jack have similar features. You've both got gigantic mouths.
Yeah.
Very psychotic eyes. I, for one, have never looked better. I'd like to thank my personal trainer.
Literally, because most of your face is covered, you have never looked better.
Well, you've always liked me in eyeshadow. Oh, look at that. You know, but you'd think I'd shave before getting into my Batman getup. I just like that you're the bad guy.
He should have put Gino as Batman, because as we all know, Batman's parents are both dead.
Oh, that was so good. That was so good.
Except, unlike Bruce Wayne, Cheeto's dirt poor lives in a car.
Yeah, the Batman.
I read that Gino's mom. No reason. No reason. Enjoy your whiskey. Daddy's got it. I'm starting to call myself Daddy now because I'm wearing this. Daddy's got it. Daddy's got it.
We're here.
All right. Yeah. And you know what? Cheeto's mom gave, speaking of being poor, Cheeto's mom gave it all to his brother. Didn't love him. Oh, boy. I could do that all day. Anything else you want to get to before we get to our delightful guests?
No.
No?
I just heard the joke. It should have been me as Batman because my parents are dead. All right, you guys don't need my help.
Garen should host In Hot Water instead of you because you're bad. Not good at what he does.
I want a credit for my hat on this.
Can I say, though, Bill is being extra loud this morning, and I think it is the hat.
It is.
I feel like... You know, it's that's why actors put on costumes, because it, you know, really you embody the character.
I don't think that this is good for traffic because I'm having trouble hearing, which might be why I'm expounding on my voice. All right, well, let's bring in our two vets and two of our favorites. Keanu Thompson, she's a great comedian and co-host of the Week in Sex podcast, which Gino and I will be on very soon. Don't worry, I'll let Gino tell all of his horrific sex stories. And you know what he has so much sex? He fucks to forget his dead parents. All right, Von DeCarlo is back, you guys. I love her so. She's going to be at the Comedy Cellar's Fat Black Lounge on Wednesday at 7. I repeat, Wednesday at 7. And the Levity live on Friday and Saturday. If you don't go to either of those shows, what am I going to do? I'm going to go to your yard and take a dump. I don't care if it's snowing out. I don't care if it's pouring out. This will
happen. And a fresh crap in white snow.
You, my dear, are welcome. Ladies, I have two quick questions that are specific to you. The first to Keanu, why the bruises, my dear?
Okay, it's a... All right.
Is this a halfway house now?
I didn't even notice. Yeah.
I shouldn't have even worn this damn shirt. I bruise like a peach, number one. I'm anemic. That's
adorable.
That's all right. I bruise like a peach. I always have. That's number one. Number two, sometimes you're boning some stranger and they... grab you like
he knows right here.
Come on!
I do feel like that's the largest thumb possibly.
I know.
Ever.
It was kind of like a this kind of thing, and then I was like, I woke up, I was like, that kind of hurts, but really, it's really fine.
Were you actually constrained? Like, was this some sort of like BDSM? Even though I don't.
No, it's just normal. But like, I bruise like a peach, and like, if you like grab me like that,
I bruise easily too.
I if you
why
grab
do you
me like that,
why do you think she's wearing
long sleeves? Yeah, you see,
especially when I'm being abused.
Clearly, with Bill and Jerry.
All right. If I hide it, it seems like foul play. So like, I don't want to.
Right,
like, you
that
know,
makes sense.
Like, so I wore. Shorts.
Yeah, because I'm sure you just love talking about it this much.
Right, having so much fun. It was a poor choice in shirt.
I actually have a request from Gina Bisconti with your predictions as far as the trade deadline is concerned, or just thoughts on the season overall with regards to all things NBA, because you know your shit.
Well, at the end of the day, I...
Oh, there's some locker room.
The NBA, I know, right?
It is what it is.
Here's what it is. The NBA is never short of storylines, and I think that it's just information overload in every part of the world, especially the NBA. I am always on the side of the athletes and not the owners until I become one.
Right. Nice.
But I just feel like they're trying to stop players from speaking too much to the point where not that the world isn't sensitive enough, but now it's like every little thing someone says, it's like, oh, you can't say that. You're getting a fine. You're getting a fine. You're getting a fine. And the way the LA thing happened with Anthony Davis, there was no way the owners collectively got together and said, we can't let this happen.
And now, to your point, Anthony Davis is one of the better players in the NBA, plays for a small market team. And since he has laid down his demands to be traded, I believe for the last two games, the Pelicans have benched him. Now, again, you don't bench your best guy for no reason at all. The NBA is actually thinking of
retaliation, it seems.
Yeah, because they don't want the players to have too much power, but I'm all for it.
Yeah,
I really am.
The only thing I'm against, and obviously it's been said a million times before, is I don't want just three or four super teams, you know? And, like, I do, I love, maybe the New Orleans ownership, their tactics have been very questionable, but I love the fact that New Orleans has a basketball team. You know, I love the fact that some of these smaller places have basketball teams, and we're looking at a new NBA where there's going to be a couple super teams with all starters or all stars, and then where's the fun for everyone?
We're also looking at a future NBA that may go in the direction of no East Coast, West Coast for the finals. It'll just be the top best teams competing. Like, they're doing it in the All-Star games now as like a little tester. But in the future, it may just be those top teams competing, whether it's East Coast, West Coast, and then that changes the dynamic as well.
Well, you and I have a competition, whether my Bulls or your Knicks are going to flop more as far as the lotto is concerned.
Did you say your balls? I'm going to say your balls.
Nice to say anyone's ever
said. The Knicks just lost last night to Cleveland.
The Bulls just got spanked by the Bucks.
17 straight losses. What's your team?
Yeah, no, you're worse. And by the way, you're one of the only teams.
I win.
God damn it, and I want that Duke kid. All right, sorry about that, ladies. Let's get to the topics at hand. Speaking of ladies, I'll let you choose first. Is there anyone that strikes your denim fancy? The Casey Affleck's one.
Can we talk about Casey Affleck?
All right, yeah, let's do it.
I love him.
It sounds like he hit on you.
But this is annoying.
That's who bruised me.
It's so funny. He's like, I'm obsessed with him, yeah.
Casey Affleck says his new film was conceived before hashtag Me Too and Time's Up. So he's in Berlin to tout his latest film. He says that everyone has had to do some sort of self-reckoning and ponder how to play a positive role in the era of Me Too and other movements, highlighting the harassment and discrimination women have suffered in the entertainment industries. He said his new film, Light of My Life, is a dark survival drama in which a father fights to protect his daughter in a dystopian world. He says that this is not a direct response to the Me Too movement or his own situation, since decade-old allegations of sexual harassment resurfaced in 2006. Elizabeth Moss is also in this film. Scientology, what up? This was conceived and written and filmed entirely before these were issues that people were talking about. Spoken like a white boy.
I know.
Spoken like
privilege.
A true predator, or as we call him, a Gino.
But
what?
I adore this man. I am.
She's
so
me tooing him the whole time you're reading it.
To Casey Affleck, you have no idea.
It is the most attractive thing about
him. He made a documentary with my other favorite, the person that I would let give me AIDS, Joaquin Phoenix. I would let Joaquin Phoenix.
That's so romantic.
I'm not kidding. If he had AIDS, he was like, just one night, I'd be like, that's fine. I'll die for you.
And then she'll be like, he me too'd me and gave me AIDS.
No, I'll be like, you know what?
Double ponder, right?
It was welcome. It was not a me too. Let's get married. I love
traditional values.
I love.
We're going to get married.
There are only a couple people that you would let give you AIDS, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's Casey Affleck, Joaquin Phoenix. They made this documentary. Look at them.
Or Gino Bisconti if you sit on his toilet seat.
Yeah, he might.
Wow, we really do have different tastes. Neither one of them are giving me AIDS.
They made this documentary. It was a mockumentary that it didn't land. Nobody liked it. It's called I'm Still Here.
Yes.
With my AIDS.
With light AIDS.
Look at that. You're the white girl in their A-list sandwich.
Yeah, add some dicks to that, guys.
I love them. I love them so much. Oh, my
God. What is the infatuation? What do you like? Please explain to me.
I think you have a dirty masshole type.
What do they?
Smarmy guys that maybe haven't showered a little bit that are hanging outside of Dunkin' Donuts.
No, she was clear. Like, she likes AIDS.
And AIDS, yeah. Well, again, redundant, Boston.
I love them. Hi, babies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Literally, that's my dream threesome right there.
What is the point, though, of him saying, this film doesn't have anything to do with Me Too.
Oh, because he's a fucker. He's an idiot. They're all like absolute, like, chauvinist, like, losers.
Wouldn't that be sort of a good thing for him, especially with people having accused him, for him to come forward and say, yes, I do see how there's parallels to this. We are making a statement. Like, wouldn't that be the more advantageous kind of point of view?
That would be... I would think that would be what... I don't know why he said it that way. I have no idea. What is his angle?
Stupid.
I don't know. Idiot.
They're idiots. Yeah. That's the problem.
Maybe it's guilt. Sometimes guilt makes you make really strange choices.
He's also had some allegations as well and, like, all this stuff. So that's probably...
He has had allegations, and I neglected to look up the specifics because I'm not good at what I do. But they... Go call your mom and dad. They weren't good. It sounded as if there was a lot of... there was something, like, to the allegations from what I recall.
It was like
there was a lot of protests about him getting
filming,
the Oscar.
It was another actress.
It was during
or maybe he was trying to say he's not...
Said he was, like, crazy aggressive and, like, drunk and, like, all that stuff, which is, like, a regular Tuesday night.
Oh, he was just fucking happy about the Pats. All right, kid? Yeah.
Maybe he was just trying to say he's not... trying to exploit the current movement.
Oh, maybe. Oh,
okay, that makes a little more sense. Again, who can hear anything he's saying with that annoying Will Hunting accent? What a pox on this world. Do you
love
like Casey Affleck?
I don't really... I haven't seen much of his work. I'm not a huge Affleck. I was never a Ben
You're not
Affleck
an
fan.
I can't stop myself.
Him.
Affleck. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just ringing in my ear.
No, I mean, their accents I'm not really, like, a fan of.
Ugh.
You know,
love him.
A lot of girls like Boston
accents. They're just like very bro-like, and that's not
Ben,
really
Ben, I'll take or leave. Mm. Casey, AIDS. Dude, it's fine.
Looks like, I don't know, he looks like a Cambridge whippet. He looks like some sort of, like, shaved Worcester ferret. Like, I don't know.
Then, you know what?
To each their
absolutely.
Own.
Absolutely. I so don't get it. But, like,
Manchester
said,
by the Sea. Like, he's so, I don't know.
Breakable? I can see that. He looks like he might bruise more easy than you.
Maybe.
Vaughn, what is your type? Because... yeah, thank you. He was talking about a story that happened an hour ago. Vaughn, Mike.
Sitting like a 13-year-old girl on that fucking couch.
He's doing the Sleepy Gino pose. Oh, no, no matter how old he gets, he always gets back into the fetal position. It's amazing. All right, yeah, that's better. Spread your legs, Gino. Right. Sorry, Lainey. Lainey's getting Me Too'd live. Well, we've got it all on tape. Well, Vaughn, my co-host type can best be described as borderline gay. Like, she likes pretty boys that may or may not,
like,
be closeted.
Metrosexual, is that still a term?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to hit me. So, you know, that's one of the more attractive qualities.
My type, I would.
Let me tell you. Gino.
Go ahead, Vaughn. What's your type?
I would say that my type is, like, a really confident, strong, dominant man that seems like he might hit you, but he's not.
Yeah, okay.
Call in, strong, trying to resist the urge to hit women, guys. We're available.
Like,
on
you
all
might
lines.
Choke me, but just during sex.
And only with consent. We can't emphasize that enough. You know what? I really like this one. And believe it or not, I will have a live on air down date for you right after you do this.
Oh, yeah. I found this story. I love this, and I've been thinking about it every time
freak.
I go to the bathroom. Fox News host Pete Hegseth. Oh. I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years.
We have a clip. This is basic. We basically, this is it. But he was on Fox and Friends, and it was kind of out of...
It's a great discussion about hand washing.
Oh, yeah. And I think, and the other thing, too, was it just out of the blue, or were they talking about something relevant?
They were talking, I think, about, like, bad habits or things that maybe they could be ashamed of. And Pete had said that his New Year's resolution was to say whatever he would say off-air, on-air.
He looks
right. The addition of Fox and Friends,
which, by the way,
Pete Hegseth had this strange admission.
My 2019 resolution is
to say things on air that I say off air. I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years.
The Fox News host may have had his colleagues reeling from the
announcement. Karen's clapping.
Hexeth went on to say his reasoning is to inoculate himself to build up a tolerance for germs, but then also saying he can't see germs, so they're not real.
So they're not real!
Hexeth went to Twitter to defend his anti-hand washing stance.
Just like the Lord.
Agreeing with his claims with the hashtag don't wash. I'm almost 70 and haven't had a cold or flu in years. Our bodies need some germs to learn how to fight them. However, the Center for Disease Control might want to have a word or two with Hexeth. The CDC says germs are very much a real thing, and hand washing is vital to preventing getting sick and spreading diseases. But if I ever met Hexeth, I think I'd go for a fist bump than handshake.
Well, even that's going to be riddled with disease.
Oh my God. Ugh. So when I first read it, I was like, he has to be joking, and this is just a classic example of everyone taking everything out of context. But watching that, I'm like, ew, dude, don't touch me. I think he might be serious.
Well, guys, can we cue the... This is the first time we've ever done a story and then done it, the immediate down date. He has responded to the internet uproar, you guys.
Oh, shoot.
You see, this is when we update a story, but it's...
Look at y'all. So you need to wash your hands after a landload. You do.
Surely do.
It's so true. And not leaves, even though that's usually the only thing accessible after you do a landload. Chris Hayes, who's at MSNBC, a competitor of Fox News, tweeted that Hexworth was pretty clearly joking. Hexeth, what a name, responded, when even Chris Hayes can see the obvious, Twitter really has come full circle. He added, P.S. I also support drinking from garden hoses and riding bikes without a helmet. Cue outrage. Having said that, he had earlier said that he was going to stick with his original comment. Sounds like he wants to have it both ways. Back to you.
And drink from garden hoses?
Yes.
I mean, I get what he's saying on some. Like, you do need some germs in your body to fight off stuff, or immune system, blah, 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 blah. As a comic, I do believe that jokes... when you read jokes, they don't sound the same as the delivery. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't heard his delivery. But also as a comic, maybe he just doesn't have good delivery. Yeah. Is he joking? Is he not joking? I don't know.
Yeah,
but I definitely am sure that I'd never want him to touch me.
Yeah.
Well,
he has poo on his fingernails, under his fingernails. I know it.
Sure. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I won't wash my hands, I suppose.
Don't put your hand that close to me when you say that.
I'm just saying, like, if I'm being honest, if I'm, like, in a hurry. Yeah. But, like, for the most part, I take the time out of my day to do that. Because
Look, if everyone act like they're so obsessive over washing their hands every 2 seconds, they're lying. That's like saying you brush your teeth after every meal. You're lying. Yeah. But to say you haven't washed your hands in 10 years,
or you never washed your hands after using the bathroom, that's insane.
I think that obviously the 10-year addition, the description was... the joke part.
That must be the joke part.
Who sets a timer for the anniversary of, like, how long it's been?
Or maybe not. Years. Maybe not. Maybe he's, like, one of those people who believe that when he took a shower, that was all the washing he needed.
And I get that. But also, this statement comes from someone who has obviously never worked in the service industry.
I hope not.
This is someone who has never served food or drink to someone, has never had to. It's a privileged statement, but not privileged enough like you're not a doctor, because also they have to wash their hands.
But like in a service industry,
hepatitis and all this.
Do you ever see the sign in a bathroom and it says employees must wash hands? And I'm like, how are you going to know?
Yeah.
Right? How are we going to know?
Whenever, if I'm working and I go to the bathroom, there's hand dryers in the bathroom, but I always make sure to leave the bathroom having washed my hands and grab a paper towel so people see
open the door. Oh,
not even that, but to see me physically drying off my hands so that they know I washed them.
In my mind, I will be like, you just grabbed a paper towel. You ain't washed your hands.
It just seems like so much effort when you can just
skeptical
wash your hands to, like, hide the fact that you're not. Well, what is your thought on hygiene overall? Someone who never showers before the show.
Sometimes I don't. I hate showering.
Oh my God, I love. That's my go-to for everything. If I'm happy, I shower. If I'm sad, I shower. Like, I take 3 showers a day. I shower before I go to the gym.
That's true.
I don't understand people who don't shower before they go to the gym. I'm like, that's why the gym stinks.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you don't have to be going
before
to the gym
you go.
While you're disgusting, but you don't need a shower.
No, I shower before.
I'm just disgusting.
A
little extra.
Yes,
I hear that.
You put deodorant on top of funk. That doesn't count.
I'm just disgusted by the human body and the human form in general, so I just like to, like, wash it off, like, as much as I possibly can. That's all. Like,
unless it's a hot man with AIDS.
I don't care if the man is gross and funky or, like, has AIDS.
I love gross, funky men.
This is why she likes Casey Affleck.
I love him.
Like, that guy looks like he doesn't do a lot of Boston showers.
I love him. I'm in love with him. And if he has, you know, a funk, that's fine. If he doesn't shower, but I will shower, just because I'm disgusted by myself. Aren't we all? I don't know.
No, minus the AIDS, I'm definitely attracted to a man funk. I do like
man
funk.
I have to stop saying I want someone to give me AIDS.
No, you got to double down.
Words are powerful. Please stop.
Just letting you know, like, that's how much I love him.
I also think Boston Joaquin. Shower sounds like a euphemism for
Boston
something
shower.
Very, very
it's
dirty.
Like when someone pisses and shits on you.
What?
A Boston shower.
Dude, you smell like you got a Boston shower.
Add it to the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah,
Boston
right
shower.
Right now.
All right,
upload
let's
it.
Try to please get that into Urban Dictionary ASAP.
Please don't credit me with it.
Please credit her.
Please credit Miss
You need
New
that
York.
Credit. That was perfect.
You have to Although, be. It's your legacy.
Guys, let's be real. There's already a name for it somewhere in Urban Dictionary. There
yeah, but it's not as good as
Boston
yours.
Boston shower.
Hey, I'm Bill, everyone. How are you?
I don't sound like that. Actually, Ryan actually has a better impression than you.
Gino, you want to bring me one of those?
I feel like the more Jameson the two of you drink together, the more you look like each other.
The same blob of a drunk.
After the next round, I'll be giving him a Boston shower.
Oh
yeah.
Oh,
oh it's happening. It's
oh,
happening.
Sweetheart.
I liked, you got some weird ones last night, which means I enjoyed them. You want to explain Galentine's Day?
I didn't pick this one.
Wait, did I?
You did.
Oh, my alcoholism.
But I can talk about it. Galentine's Day. This concept was created by the show Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
I freaking love that show.
Me
I remember
too.
These episodes. It falls on February 13th and is intended as a day for women to celebrate their female friendships before Valentine's Day.
Okay.
However, the idea that single women need placating to ensure they don't fall into a pit of despair on February 14th is patronizing and ridiculous,
what?
Says Rachel Hosey, who's written this article. She says it's a sexist concept that has now been entirely commercialized. Okay. So, yes, this is a commercialized idea.
Of the Parks and Recreation. Yes.
What's Galentine's Day?
I love this.
Oh, it's only the best day of the year. Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home, and we just come and kick it breakfast style. Ladies celebrating ladies. It's like Lilith Fair, minus the angst. Plus frittatas. So, to conclude our Galentine's Day
Why is Gino
day
not at the Galentine's Day?
It is time
while cranking
for the
Sarah
greatest story ever told.
All right,
what's
we get the idea. Go ahead.
I mean, obviously, that's just our world. That's our culture, right? We find something, commercialize it, make it into a thing, and it's just another excuse for us girls to get drunk, behave badly, and spend too much money that we don't have and take photos of it.
Or just hang out with each other. I mean, I don't see the fucking problem with this. Like,
right.
I wouldn't do it. I would
love it.
I'm far
sorry.
Too, like... weird.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit when I heard the word gallons. Like, ugh.
Actually sounds like a
disease. Nothing. I would rather put needles in my eyes than spend the day complaining about being single with a group
no,
of girls.
I, or, I do it. No, it
Galentine's
makes me,
Day.
It makes me like uncomfortable. I don't give a fuck if they want to do that with each other. That's
I'd rather
fine.
Curl up in a fetal position and cry by myself like I do every day.
Now, Vaughn, are you one of those girls?
Gino, he's right over there.
Vaughn, are you one of those girls, though, that's like, I have so many guy friends. I don't really have girlfriends.
I have both, but
it's a true thing, though. It's a true thing, and, like, it's nice to have, like, a few good girlfriends, but... if you don't really get along with them that much, then it doesn't, you know, like...
And why are they your friends?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just tend to, like, have, like, male friends. And then the ones that are, like, my really good girlfriends, I'd have a Galentine's Day with them. Why not? You know?
The females that I'm friends with would also throw up in their mouth.
Okay.
Over the word Galentine's Day.
I can give them a hotline.
They all are.
But no, I have both guy and female friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
Well, and this article, even though I'm talking about an article that features Galentine's and I'm saying the word interesting, but it did have an interesting point about the reason that there might be a audience for stuff like this is that society celebrates single men differently than they do women, particularly on the big screen. For bachelors, you've got people like James Bond, and then you've got spinsters, people like Bridget Jones. And invariably, if there's a single girl in a movie, she is to be pitied.
But also, I hate that because they're saying a single man is hot like James Bond and a single woman is frumpy like Bridget Jones.
Carrie Bradshaw is the hottest single woman
in
life.
The only reason why I don't like Galentine's Day is I am going to be bartending an event this upcoming weekend. It's a Galentine's Day event with influencers.
Are you fucking
kidding me? Oh, wow.
I was asked to bartend.
Aren't you an influencer?
Originally, there was going to be two of us, and since the whole thing is comped, it would only be $20 an hour, and I was like, not worth it. So then my manager was like, okay, it'll just be you bartending, and I'll give you $100, and it's still not worth it. Like, I don't like to get out of bed. This sounds so, so pretentious. I don't like to get out of bed for less than 150.
I like it.
But
also, can I have a loan?
You know, it's better for me to make 100 than spend 100.
I'm just thinking
that.
You should be an influencer. Are you kidding?
Like that is going to be the worst because not only is it a Galentine's ladies thing, but with influencers who are just going to want to take a million photos and want me to make all these flowery cocktails, I can't.
Just for fun's sake.
Why are you not, like, on the other side of the bar, like, doing that? Honey, like influencing. Yeah.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir.
Reach out? I'll sponsor your new product.
You'll influence them.
Paid partnership with, dildos, hashtag whatever.
Ads. I want this to turn out to be like the Fire documentaries just for fun's sake.
You come and just all these hurricane tents. And just
next show, she's like, I'm being investigated. Yeah. I might go to jail.
Wow.
Ja Rule was there.
I can't talk about embarrassing, in a wig, because it's all women. I had to get one sex story because, again, this week in sex. New episode coming up soon. It may or may not involve a hairy Italian. This article's all over the place. It is want better sex, want to sleep better, have more sex. Seems like it kind of, we already knew that. A 2017 study published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior suggests people, whether single or married, were having sex less than often during the early 2010s, and that is in par with the amount of lack of sleep people are having as a result. I don't know how you can tie those two together, but they go on to ask the question, does sex help you sleep better? The hormones such as dopamine, prolactin, and progesterone, I am illiterate, have been implicated in affecting the mind with a sense of relief, relaxation, and sleepiness, said a doctor to Healthline. Researchers seem to agree on that. They say masturbation helps it as well. But when you've got some Jameson in you, who has time?
okay, and, number one,
yeah,
right?
What are your thoughts?
If you're fucking, like, intensely, if you're having sex intensely, it's going to make you more tired and you're gonna sleep. Also, if I'm anxious and I can't sleep, you rub one out and then you can sleep, right?
I feel boy, you really know how to get Gino to apply.
Woman is a hero.
Get out of here.
I have found
like a 13-year-old again, please.
with men, of course, you go to bed right away. That's kind of the cliche. I've found that women are 50-50. Sometimes women, after they have sex, they've got like this jolt of energy. You know, they stay awake.
Someone very, very young in their 20s recently said that to me, like, oh, women have sex and then they go, like, clean the house. Because I was like, I need more energy. And he was like, well, maybe you should, like, have more sex because you'll have more energy. I said, honey, I'm a woman of a certain age. When I have sex, I sleep for 3 days. that is not going to give me more.
No, I am a woman of a certain age. I pass out. I don't know. Like, I don't. I'm not cleaning the house afterward. No, it doesn't give me that much energy.
Yeah.
Adderall, for fuck's sake. Like,
I've seen the energy.
Like what you
man.
Said with me and my experience, it has been 50-50 until a certain age, and then it's just that 50 became 100% go to sleep for a week.
interesting. So that means that the same dopamine that can put you to bed can also make you want to rewire a toaster? Or maybe they just had meth. Like, maybe if you have meth before sex, that could be possibly...
Yeah, there's a lot of missing factors in this.
And I think that, especially with the gender, I mean, the man, it's literally taking a lot out of him.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
You know, whereas the woman, it's like...
Putting a lot into her.
It is like sensory and like electrons. I don't know what this movement is.
No, that seems very clinical, what you're doing.
Something that I don't think they discuss in there is it sober sex or is it like drunk sex?
Yeah, it's too many. It's too many open angles.
Is it with a stranger in his nice air-conditioned apartment? So you sleep better in the summer in his nice air-conditioned place, and that's why you're sleeping with him?
You always go back to the air conditioning. I think she's dated guys.
I spent many summers looking for guys with air conditioner.
That's true.
Or are you in a monogamous relationship where then sex is just a part of the routine at night? You're going to go to sleep anyway, and you're next to someone you know and you're comfortable with so you can sleep. But there's so many factors that I don't know.
A lot missing.
That's the reason for good sleep.
They're not factors. In the business, we call them fuckers. It's a clinical thing.
Do we have that parrot?
I'm a sexologist, people. I mean, look at my Gino hat. Of course I am.
He shot the parrot.
Oh, did I shoot the parrot? Thank you. You're fucking dead, parrot. Like?
Oh, leave the parrot alone. Like,
Gino's parents.
Gino's parents.
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus.
I don't, the cheers is just better with the way he's positioned right there.
Oh my god, you're so damaged.
Oh, because I loved your question. Is this racist?
No, because I don't know if it is. And if I don't think it is, am I an awful person? A restaurant also, I've done things similar, maybe. A restaurant apologizes after a patron complains of incredibly racist message on a receipt. So basically, there's this restaurant in New Zealand. It was a busy coffee shop. The person behind the register, when they took the order, they renamed the tab Asians because it was a group of Asian customers who were at a table. So when the order was up, wanted whoever was delivering it to know who it was for. This one of the Asian people saw that little name, tab name on the receipt, said that they were shocked by this. They were very offended, calling it incredibly racist. This person's also upset about the fact that in the moment, she wanted to talk to a manager. She wanted someone to apologize for it, and they didn't. So she went to this news outlet, stuff.co.nz. It's a New Zealand one. So she is saying that it's incredibly racist. Now, here's my thinking. What's more racist, labeling something Asians or denying service? I think denying service is an actual racist thing to do.
I mean, yes, I agree with you.
But renaming the tab. I understand.
I would think it in my head, I guess. Like, when I've been a hostess, if an Asian person comes in and there's already an Asian person sitting down, I have to make myself not assume that that Asian person is going to sit with that.
Totally.
But they always are. So I like...
Every white person come in, you look at them and go, oh, they're sitting with that other white person.
Gino demands it.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. But I can't tell.
With Asians.
No, I can't.
I'm going to throw myself in there. Blacks.
I can't, but I can't tell.
They must be together.
That's the only one. That's just because, like, it's just a lesser... Like, there's not as many Asian people coming into a certain place at one time together. That's...
What? Okay.
I know that's horrible, but it's like I know it's like
was it
terrible.
Offensive that it was Asians
with
lowercase
too much than this the time we have to deal with? Yeah. Can I just say this because I've worked in the service industry and I have a gift of seeing both sides, a gift and a curse. I can see both sides. One, they didn't say the Asian monkey table. You know, it wasn't like extreme. It was like the Asian table over there, black table over there, white people over there. Not that white people, the blonde white people. Like, I get it. But the other side to that is I've worked in the service industry and the tables are usually numbered.
Yeah.
So table 10
you didn't need
is
to
enough of a description. You
Maybe
don't have
not in
to
a coffee
add
shop, though. Maybe not in a coffee shop.
You don't have
shop.
To add Asian to it. I'm not saying that every restaurant or wherever they were has that system, but maybe this is a life lesson to adopt that system. Number the tables. Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Well, the other interesting thing about this is, last I checked, New Zealand and its big brother Australia are flooded with Asians. It's not like there's that this a small amount of them. I mean, they are, yeah, there's like a lot of racist politicians that almost want them out. So it's not like there's a
the real issue
group.
Is this employee is just an idiot. Yeah, they're ignorant, but they're also an idiot. Like, you know that whatever you type is going to be on that receipt.
How could you not know that? Ridiculous thing to do.
There's been, servers who are getting a drink, whatever, and they'll write in a little memo if they find someone annoying, you know, for this drink, like, this asshole or whatever. And my manager caught someone doing that and was like, God forbid that ticket ends up on the floor or someone sees that. We have a serious issue on our hands. The only time I've ever renamed something, if I didn't get someone's like name off a credit card or something, I'll just type in what they're drinking. So I've named a tab like tequila, or I've named a tab, do you know?
That's what
Bill, Joanne, this is Standards and Practices. Oh, earlier, God. Bill said a flood of Asians. The correct term is a tsunami of Asians. Yes. We're getting flooded with letters about that.
Again,
and we can't put a positive slant on it. Okay?
All right. I'd like to. You can't shoot your own parrot. You can't demand it. Someone else has got to do it for you.
I have a question for you girls. Have you ever been in a retail store and it's like commission-based?
Yeah.
And you didn't get someone's name? And
what do you do?
Trying to tell the person in the front what they look like without saying race. So I was recently in a Korean beauty store. There were a lot of very beautiful Asian women working there.
You work off commission.
That was me.
But I didn't know the girl's name. I also didn't want to say, you know, race. Also because I feel like that would still be confused. Like, that's not a good descriptor for where I was. So I was like, the one with the longest brown hair. You know, it's like really hard. And like, I think that a lot of us here, maybe in New Zealand it's different, but I do think a lot of people in the U.S. try to find other descriptors when they're...
Well, that's a fair thing to do, because when it's a room or a store full of white girls, you can't just go, hey, the white girl. You go, the one with the longest, brownest hair.
Yeah.
That's what you would have to do for a white store. So why is that not extended to a black store, an Asian store? It's something to pick up on. Mm-hmm. Hair color. She has on a blue sweater, you know, is something else you could do.
I don't know. Yeah,
the red shoes or whatever. There's other things to go to, but personally, I just say the white girl.
There was such disdain there. Told her to have earmuffs.
Just talking about my mom.
It's the really nice person drinking rosé.
Oh, God. That's the whitest word ever.
What else? What's super white? With the blowout and
the fake eyelash.
Girl talking like this.
Ooh, speaking of super white, but a little bit gay.
Hey!
The Chris Pratt update.
Oh, okay. That's an appropriate segue.
Yes. Well, I basically... Where the fuck did I put it in? Basically, Chris Pratt is being condemned by Ellen Page, is her name, correct? That he is part of a non-LGBTQRGFT...
See, that's
what's the other one?
Bill.
Sorry. That he goes to a subsidiary of Hillsong, which is the Justin Bieber church, don't you know? One of the heads of the is not supportive of gay marriage or gays really overall. Chris Pratt released a statement that now I can't find because I'm bad at what I do.
Oh, it might be the Jameson. You know, just here it is.
No, it's the Jameson. This is what Ellen Page said. If you are a famous actor and you belong to an organization that hates a certain group of people, don't be surprised if someone simply wonders why it's not addressed. Chris said that he did not join that church for that reason, and that he can't sort of be an example of everything they believe in. I don't know. I was raised Catholic. I am not a child molester. Then again, I would condemn any priest that does. And he didn't really condemn anything. He just sort of defended the church vaguely. What of any thoughts do we have about this?
He wonders.
Gift and a curse, seeing both sides. I do believe that when you go to a church, it should be all inclusive. I mean, we're talking God.
Yes.
And it should be all inclusive. But at the same time, I do also understand where you go, hey, I go to this church because of these things I get out of it, or this preacher, I can understand the way he's delivering the message to me. Mm-hmm. I don't subscribe to absolutely every single thing that they're about, but I get the message that I'm trying to get via this place. Mm-hmm. So I can also understand where he's like, well, I'm not down for everything that they're talking about, but at the same time, I need to get the message how I get it. So it's a double-edged sword there.
You're absolutely right, and
I usually am. Thank you.
Can we edit that part out? I've decided I no longer
replay it.
You're my church.
Yanu, I don't necessarily know if that is what the church elders would want, but most people, when they go to church, they tend to cherry pick. They like some things, and they don't like others.
Right. Let he who have not sinned cast the first stone, right?
Why isn't she? It's Justin Bieber's church, right? It's,
yeah.
She didn't go after him?
It's loosely, they're like, loosely tied together.
They're loosely tied. Yeah. I think that right now, Chris Pratt is the biggest celebrity known to be going to this, like, subset of that.
The creepiest thing ever is that Justin Bieber, like, got engaged to Hailey Baldwin so quick, yeah. Right? And then now he just came out like, it's my church, we haven't had sex with each other. Meh. Like, that creeps me out a little bit. But
what always interested me, and we've talked about this before, is the thing with Hillsong is that they're the head of it is this hip, cool guy with tattoos and earrings and spiked hair, and he's trying to get these younger people into the flock. Well, a bad way of doing that is being anti-gay. I mean, that's the thing I don't get.
Well, and I think that...
Has Hillsong, like, come out and said, hey, we are anti-gay?
I don't know about Hillsong, but this specific church said we do not allow gay people to be in our clergy, to volunteer, like, to work with this group.
Meanwhile, they probably all are undercover.
I wonder how they feel about Trump and the military.
Yeah, right. Well, the thing to remember, though, about this specific Chris Pratt story is he was on a talk show, the reason why this topic came up, because he just finished a fast based on the Bible.
Yes.
Now, if you're a part of any religion where you are taking something in the Bible so literally, yeah, your church probably doesn't like gay people.
I like him,
of course.
The Bible literally, that's a great point.
I like him, but he doesn't seem like the smartest guy in the entire world. Yeah. So, I mean, of course he would fall into this. And it creeps me out. That creeps me out. I don't even like...
As the head of the fan club where it's Pratt, I condemn what you said. And I think Chris is a Mensa member. I will, and this is my one impression that I do is Chris Pratt.
Yay.
This is one go-to in every movie. Pretend there's a dinosaur coming after me.
It's very good.
An even better question: which Chris Pratt do you like more, Parks and Rec? Chris Pratt when he was, you know, a little overweight, or like hot, sexy dinosaur Chris Pratt?
I like the little overweight
one.
Hot, sexy dinosaur Chris Pratt.
Nice. Okay.
You didn't have to Chris think about Pratt. It.
This is white people talk. I know none of this stuff.
Okay, how can I... Okay, do you like a basketball that's fully inflated or... I don't know. I don't have any
that was
sports
racist.
Analogy. No, you're the basketball queen.
Yay.
I know, but you see how I flipped that, though, into that's racist. It's 2019. Go with the program.
Well, I'm sure we have a photo of the before and after Chris Pratt. They're silly with him online.
I like him, like... A little bit before, like where he was kind of like
kind of chunky.
Yeah, I think that's cute.
That's the Anna Faris.
Yeah, because he's funny, and then like a funny hot guy. It's confusing.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Yes. He would post when he was like in. There we go. There's the before
maybe
and after
in that picture.
It's a lot of such funny hot guys.
Name two.
Bill Schultz and Bill Schultz.
Kevin Hart. And
yeah, but he's short, so he's got that going against him.
What does that have to do with anything?
Most women, they lose attraction points when the guy's short.
He had to be funny.
And I'm saying that
as 5'8". Am I right, Gino?
Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron Burr, funny hot guy.
Short.
But short.
Aaron Burr.
He just winked.
Wait, most actors are short, though. Bill Bellamy. Bill Bellamy is over 6 feet tall.
And my favorite porn star, James Dean. That's the best porn star out there. He's the Ryan Gosling.
Funny?
He is the Ryan Gosling of porn. 5'7".
5'7", really? I know exactly who you're talking about.
James Dean.
Wait, is he funny?
I have no idea if he's funny. He's not, but he's the best porn star, and he's short.
About talent.
Short, and you know.
Does his dick make you laugh?
I don't think that's his real name, hon.
I know it's not. I'm just
Dane
saying.
Dane Cook. I'm just trying to.
Dane Cook.
You think Dane Cook's attractive?
But then he got fat.
I'm trying to remember, but he was at his funniest when he was hot.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think of like super duper famous comics.
That's him.
Because there's a lot of comics that people wouldn't know that are, you know, super hot.
My actually, Andrew Schultz, I think is you. I think you.
Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
Oh God.
And I hate the fact that he's so fucking tall. Where are my Schultz jeans as far as height is concerned? Fuck him.
He's your cousin, right? Yeah.
Mike Yard is hot. He's over 6 feet.
He's gorgeous.
Tall.
His side of the family are all the tall ones. We are all these like little midgets in Chicago. It's disgusting. You guys, this was as wonderful as I knew it was going to be. Can we go around the table and you give us some plugs before we send you on your merry way?
It's only 11:29. Do another.
Oh, thank God, no. I'm out of here. Listen,
so
you racist. I gotta go.
By the peanut gallery that we have to let them go. Not to mention, my head's starting to itch while wearing Geno's.
And I have to go before I lose my black card.
How'd you get one of those?
Keanu, what do you got?
Just listen to The Week in Sex anywhere you can find podcasts. Please listen to it. Bill's coming on. Gino's coming on. They're coming on next Sunday. It'll be great. And follow me at Keanu C. Thompson on Instagram and Twitter and whatnot.
I apologize in advance. Vaughn, what do you got?
Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Vaughn DiCarlo. That's where I post all my stuff, so I don't have to go through plugs. Or just Coach Vaughn, VON.com, for links to all my social media. Thank you.
Done and done. And before we get to your final thoughts, I thought we'd play a super quick version of our new favorite game. And I'll helm this one. It's a little thing called You Don't Know Joe. Can we go to the graphics, please? And by the way, this is the hottest she's ever looked.
Yay!
This is the hottest she's ever looked. This is the hottest she's ever looked. There we go.
Crack me up. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I love that.
Ow.
I just love that it's the Cotton Eye Joe.
It was the only song I could find with Joe in it. all right. So, guys, is Joanne a cat person or is Joanne a dog person? Very simple. Give me your answers and I will give you give me your question answers and then I will tell you which is right.
I don't give a shit as long as they're not on planes, but I'm going to go with she's a cat person.
Cat person. Keanu, what do you reckon?
I say dog.
I know what you're going to show.
It was a trick question. She hates them both.
Woo! No planes!
I didn't
no
even
animals
get the picture of you
on
holding
planes.
The dog.
No, it's because I've accidentally dropped some puppies before.
Lots of prayers, RIP. Dogs. Go ahead, sum it all up, baby. We did two graphics here. Time for a segment we call Just Say Joe.
That's my favorite.
You know what? I'm going to continue boycotting cocaine because it's white.
I agree.
Bullshit.
Send all your cocaine my way then, so she won't have it.
Also, snow. Fuck you, snow.
Look, everyone's against snow. That is
great.
Sure. Thanks so much, guys.
Okay.
That was a
Thank
fun
you.
One. We apologize for Gino.
Yeah.